Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Happy New Year, actually. It's been since last year that we've been on the air. So today is our first show of 2022. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us, and hopefully we'll be hearing from some of you today. If you would like to, we would appreciate your support on Facebook and on Twitter. So you may follow us there and on Blog Talk Radio as well. Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic is where you may find the links to our social media profiles. And again, 914-338-0164 is the call-in number for the show. But
you know, dates and time are important. It's not the same as, I mean, it's kind of similar to dates and a birth date. But when we look at the year 2022 and we try to analyze, well, what does that mean? There's a couple of psychics and people, astrologers, that are talking about the year and what could happen and what it means. I mean, any year can be applied to any kind of dialogue and it will all fit. So saying that a specific year
is it going to hold certain events?
It's going to hold, you know, hey, this is the year when you got to open up your mind, or this is the year when you got to look back and reflect. That, to me, is somewhat nonsensical. It's more about, when you're talking about the year, it's more about the predictions of what might happen that year.
Right.
The events.
But
that's what's most important in these generalizations attitude.
Right. But on it, I mean, really with predictions, you can throw out several different predictions that are going to likely stick. Probably going to experience a lot of wildfires coming up
yeah.
this year. You know, there may be political unrest between certain countries. I mean, obviously, these are obvious. So it's easy also to make generalizations about predictions because of the state we're in and how we're kind
right.
of deteriorating.
That's true. I mean, every year holds disasters and events and things like that. When you get more into the specifics of predicting what's going to happen in a certain year, some of that's connected to biblical prediction regarding the essence, the arc of time leading to what might be considered Armageddon or the last days or the end of the earth or the coming of Christ or Moses coming, whatever it may be. When you look at a certain year, the originality of prediction is based on somewhat biblical dialogue. Or you could say it's Mayan or Egyptian. I mean, there are certain religions that have based the coming of something or a major event in terms of time. So when you're looking at 2026, you evaluate it in terms of
2022. You were thinking six adds
is,
up to a
yeah.
six, yeah.
We have, you know, 2022, 222, and then we have 666, maybe the Antichrist is on his way. But when you look at those things, the major event of a good psychic or astrologer would be to say something specific. Now, if you say, for instance, the Twin Towers are going to be, there's going to be an explosion. There's an airplane is going to go into the Twin Towers this year. Now, that would be significant more than, oh, this is the year to think about your life and look back. That's nonsense. You'd have to get more into the specifics of time and space in terms of major events, and that's what the year may hold.
Well,
we
and
will
then
get
in terms,
to that in a minute.
We're gonna, yeah, we're going to get to the caller.
And we may talk about what this year may
hold. Well, yeah, and also, I mean, to add to that, in terms of a person's individual progression in life, I mean, there are generalizations you can make about someone's life, what's going to come up for them in a given year.
Yeah, that's true.
And there are specifics that can be predicted if you're a good psychic. So it's a fine
true.
Line.
That's related to their
birth date
and their own individual. It's not related to a generalization of the year.
Exactly. Where they are in their cycle, where they are at their age, linear progression, their birth date, all of that, not just based on the fact that it's 2022. Okay. We have a caller from 919 area code. Hello.
Hello. Happy New Year. This is Kay.
Oh, hey, Kay. How are you?
Happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year.
I've shifted my mindset. I'm going to try to take things differently. And speaking of, that's why I'm calling today. I have a meeting with HR and my manager today together. And I'm just wondering, how do you see this meeting going this afternoon? My communications with my manager, I'm keeping them simple, straightforward answering. I'm very lighthearted. I had to change how I approach her. She is acting different. She's not as aggressive. But I'm just wondering, how do you see today's meeting going?
Well, so does the meeting concern issues that have been ongoing with the manager? Or is this more of a... Okay, so it does. So it is.
Yes,
it
is what
it out. Is, okay, go ahead.
Yes, what it is where I had I chose to start a coaching plan because I'm trying to make this thing work as long as I'm here and try to show good faith. And I had, you know, per my manager's request, I had, you know, did this work plan or coaching plan, and I sent it back and forth to her, and she never got back with me. And it's been with her now for over 3 months. And so during the time when I communicated with HR about the other concerns and the behavior and all, because I had reached out to HR about the coaching plan, and they were like, wow, nobody ever wants that. That's usually what we end up putting someone on, but we applaud you for taking that step. And so when HR realized that, hey, I've done everything I can and it's with her, then that kind of said, okay, hey, manager, if you're demanding this and the person is trying to give you, you got to do your part. So today is back to us. Today is our meeting together after they being the manager and HR, talked about the coaching plan that I submitted and trying to see how we can make sure things work together. I'm just wondering, do you see it going smoothly? I don't want any surprises.
Right. Well, can you just get, I mean, a coaching plan. A coaching plan, is that her, I mean, does that involve her role in guiding you as an employee? I'm confused about the coaching plan.
Yes. A coaching plan in their setting is, these are the things that at this point in my time with the company, I should be acclimated to, and these are the goals that we have. And this is how that should be looked in the program.
So she's giving an evaluation of your performance essentially at this point and how far you've progressed in learning the job that you're
right.
in. And
that she hasn't shown any excitement about thus far. So yeah.
Well, I mean, you know. She's supposed to be an active role. I mean, she's supposed to be an active participant in training you. And your feeling is that she has not been a great boss in multiple aspects. One, she's appropriate. Two, she started to be abusive with you somewhat. And three, she's not really doing her job when it comes to acclimating you to the position that you're in. Is that all correct?
that's my feeling. And if you ask her, hers is the same thing about me, not meeting, in her words, the bare minimum, or not grasping tasks.
Well,
were you going to say something?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's going to be. I think that there might be some issues with the boss in the meeting. I mean, I don't think it's going to go totally, totally smoothly, but, you know, maybe I'm wrong.
You know, Kay, here's the situation now as I see it. Remember, your master number is 9. You just completed the 6th cycle of your master number. Well, you're actually you're starting the 6th cycle of your master number at the age of 54. So you're starting your 6th cycle of your master number. That was at 54, and you are right now 55. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we look at the day you're born, 29, that 29 suggests from karma difficulties in relationships.
Yes.
Okay. There's a lot of background noise, like the dishes and something.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? I'm so sorry. I was just trying to grab some water. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So when we look at that, you've come into the planet with this built-in karmic situation from past lives. Now, your job, you're in a tribal setting. This is tribal. This is all past life stuff evolved to this position that you're in right now with this company and these people. But going back in time, it morphed from something else, okay?
Okay.
This woman that is above you was either a former boss or in a past life a mother.
Mother, that's what I thought.
A mother. Or in fact, could have been a subordinate that has risen above you through the different dimensions of time and space. But there's friction today because there was friction then. You may have been the perpetrator. We don't know back then. But right now, you come in with this karma. So we're talking about on first base, she's going to not be cooperative. It's not going to go well. So what we've got to do for you, what Chris and I have to do is we have to work our magic. We have to try to see if there's something in the energy field to make this go well. Because right now, in the raw material, now on ground level, she's going to be defensive and she's going to use this as an opportunity to put you down and that kind of thing. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to get our energy to go in because obviously we are part of that karma since you've called. So we're trying to get in there to see if we can maybe shift things around, and that can be done with spirits, guides, angels, things like that, or any degree of karma that can come to your, quote, rescue. So we're going to try to do that. So what I'm going to ask you something that may or may not pertain to you. If it does, then say it does. If it doesn't, say no, it doesn't. One question I want to ask you is, are you, if you don't mind sharing it, are you Catholic or do you have a rosary or do you have any sort of religious symbols around a mirror at home?
Around a mirror?
Yeah.
I do not. I am a Christian, but I do not, but I can. I have my Bible that I can definitely.
Where do you keep
the Bible?
I have one in the car and I have one upstairs.
So you're obviously a person attuned to religion because you have a Bible upstairs, you have it in the car, and obviously you open it up and read it occasionally, right?
Yes, yes.
So I would determine that you are a religious person. So the reading that we're getting pertains to this aspect of religion, not spirituality. The Bible will go more into religion. Spirituality is another byproduct. Some people say I'm very spiritual, but I'm not religious. You're religious/slash spiritual. So, and I believe that in the past life with this individual, there was something to do with being Catholic. Now, sometimes Protestants and Catholics don't get along. They have a different attitude about things. And so there's these divisions. Have you ever had a confrontation with anyone on a religious level, whether it be between you and a Catholic, you and a Jew, whatever it may be?
Me and a Christian, because I'm a lesbian, and of course I'm a black female from the South, the Bible Belt. So yeah, definitely.
We just hit the bingo. Mm-hmm. Because this woman that is your supervisor, does she know you're lesbian?
Yes.
Is she lesbian?
I think so, but I put it this way. She has a hard time maintaining any type of relationship with anyone. But she's a free spirit that kind of gives me the impression, but she's never mentioned any relationships.
She's talked about her personal life, though, you said, like her drinking.
Yes.
And like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So she can't maintain a relationship whatsoever. And she has mentioned dates and flippantly said some guy, but if she's partying, it's normally with friends, female friends. She has said something about a guy, but I don't know how serious or anything.
In her history, there's something, too. You see, we're saying that you came in with karma, with deep relationship issues. Obviously, you're born a woman and you're a lesbian. So the energy of that is that you're in a female body. You're not attracted to men. You're a lesbian with all due rights and tails. But there's also that confusion that you're through. Obviously, any woman or man who is queer, gay, homosexual, lesbian, they go through conflict. It's just because of the nature of the world. So that conflict is embedded in your 29. Now, here's my thought. I think this woman in a past life was your mother. And I think if we were to turn the tables around today, she, as a mother, would have had an issue with you being lesbian. If we would go back in time and keep your identity and switch it over to the gears of the past life. So I think she has issues. I also think she has particular issues that you didn't have in growing up that were more problematic than you. So let's say you were growing up with her as teenagers and you were friends. Mm-hmm. She would have had more problems than you might have had emotional problems being lesbian, but she would have had like problems like you would have been counseling her. Because there's a counselor in you that has this certain sensitivity. You would make a better counselor than her. So what we're going to do today is we're going to use that combination of thought and convert this. Can you give us her first name?
Do we have a birth date?
I don't have her birth date, but her first name. Her first name is Jennifer, but she goes by the name Jenna. That's a shorter version.
Okay.
Nickname. I don't know her birth name.
That's okay.
Well, I'll tell you something else. Here's my impression. I think growing up she was spoiled.
Oh yeah.
Why do
by
you say
that? By her grandmother. By her grandmother, because she often will make comments. She has a sister who obviously has done, like, you know, gotten married, had kids, and da-da-da, and she's the one who's not, although she's probably successful, and she's Jewish. So she has hinted at make these comments about, a friend having a baby shower. She went to her cousin's wedding, and, you know, she's the only one that's not married, so... Her Nana, which was her grandmother, would have been the one that would have been more understanding than everybody else there. So I could tell she was spoiled by that particular person.
Well, now,
and she passed away.
Go ahead.
She passed away a few years ago. So sometimes just listening to her talk about her disconnect from her family. So it makes sense.
Where does the spoiled attitude come in?
She got everything that she wanted. She was able to, she was a party girl, and if the family didn't understand, her grandmother understood, you know, let Jenna be Jenna. Jenna could do what she wanted to do.
Okay.
With the grandmother.
So, Kay, you just echoed something that we were referring to, meaning that you had clashes with Catholics and Jews, and then you come back and echo the word Jewish. She's Jewish. So that stems back to the idea that the past life evaluation is probably accurate, if we're going to look at it that way.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is so what we can do on ground level, the meeting's not going to go well. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to make it go well. We're going to make it that the energy shifts and she becomes subordinate to you and has to sort of throw her hat in to your power or your logic and just make the meeting work and flow. We're going to try to do that with energy because without that, I don't think it's going to go well. Even if we do it, it may be rough. But let's give it a try. When's the meeting?
Today.
Mm-hmm.
Today, what
Hello?
Time? Hi, is the meeting today?
Yes, it is today. Let me see. It is at 4:15.
Okay.
She's on the East Coast, right? You're what time
East
is it?
East Coast, yes.
12:24?
12:24, right.
Okay. So you're 3 hours.
So today's date comes to a 12, and that's your month. This is you're actually having a dialogue with her that's very reflective of one you had in a past life, because the battle you had with her in a past life was really dramatic. Now it's been reduced to just the stage at work.
Okay.
So let's give it a try. Then call us on
Friday,
and let us know how it went.
Okay.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
Okay. You're welcome.
Great.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year. Okay, we have a caller from 661. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. 661. Hi.
How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. My fiance is having surgery tomorrow, and just wanted to see if you guys
okay,
could...
Okay, what's your name? What's your name?
My name's Carrie.
Carrie. Oh, is this Carrie? Carrie.
Yes.
Are you K-E-R-I?
C-A-R-R-I-E.
Oh, it's C-A-R-R-I-E. But do we know you?
I've talked to you guys several times, yes.
Harry. Okay. And where are you located? Are you in Acton?
Yeah, in Acton.
Okay, so this is someone we've spoken with off the air.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Your fiance. So you're divorced. You got divorced.
I did get divorced.
Okay. Because you were previously married. You were having problems in the relationship. Her mom's name is Leslie. Anyway.
Can you say that again?
Yeah, your mother is Leslie, right?
My mom, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. What's your birth date?
6/6/80.
What's your fiance's birth date?
6/12/67.
He's a 31-4. You guys become a 7 together. That's his.
She's a 30.
Yeah, he's a 31-4. If I did that right, I think I did.
She's a 32.
Did I do that wrong? Okay, 7, 8, 9, 19, and 13. Yes, I added it up wrong. He's a 32-5. Sorry about that. So you do not become his last number. You're an 8, which are your birth 6/2.
Kind of become an eight together.
But their months become her master number. His day becomes her master number. Okay. Anyway, so they're connected, obviously. And he's having surgery tomorrow?
He is.
I just want to ask you something. In terms of the theme of being athletic, is he athletic or not athletic?
Not athletic.
And
I mean, he's healthy in regards, but he's not a sports guy at all.
Okay, so, okay, let's stay on this topic just for a second. Who in your lifetime was athletic? Who was in sports?
My ex-husband was in sports, and my children are in sports.
So, see, what we're looking at, Carrie, is how you evolved through time and space in terms of your husband's. You know,
okay.
His surgery is connected to him alone, yes. But it's also connected
yes.
to you as well. And the part that's connected to you has to do with your history in terms of husband energy and children energy and athletics, even though he's far removed from athletics. But it's an
yes.
extension of your history.
Okay.
Did you want to say something?
No, go ahead.
Say something whenever you...
Okay, I will.
now, in the attitude of... I'm going to ask you a few offhanded questions, but we're on the topic of the surgery.
Yes.
Who had to have an eye exam or needs eyeglasses?
My son is legally blind.
Okay.
And my daughter recently had an eye exam for her DMV appointment.
Is your son's legally blind? Is he legally blind without correction? Is it correctable or is it uncorrectable?
It's uncorrectable.
Okay, so you see what's happening, Carrie? When we're
mm-hmm.
investigating your fiance's surgery, we're trying to find storylines that connect to the validation of what we're saying, but it's still somewhat connected to your fiance. So your son's legally blind. Is that glaucoma? What's he got?
He has nystagmus, and he's colorblind, and his vision is horrible. So he can actually see, and he's not completely blind, but he does have to wear some glasses and stuff.
He's compromised, and your daughter's going through an eye exam, and her eyesight's not great either?
No, it's not great either.
What are your children's birthdays?
My youngest boy is 4508. He's the legally blind boy. And then she is 41606.
Okay. 17,
he's 2008. 19, 19, she's 10, he's 20. Compounded. 5, 11, 12, 13, 12.
And then he's
she's
the
a
11
7.
There.
Yeah. They're an 8 together.
They're both a 19. They're both a 19, 10, 1.
Did I add that up wrong again? God, what's wrong with me? She's got an 11, 12, 13.
They're both a 19, 10, 1.
13. Oh, yeah. They're a 19, 10, 1. Because I added, I don't know what I did, but I wrote an incorrect number. That's why. So they're 11.
So you see, okay, so here's the page we're on currently. In looking at your fiance's surgery, the energy comes into something about the eye problem. You say, oh, yeah, my son is legally blind, and he has severe eye problems. My daughter's eyesight's really lousy. So, yes, and she's going for an exam. So the eye situation is tucked into the reading. Also, the idea that your ex-husband was athletic. So that's tied into the reading, which means that the surgery, again, you probably weren't here during the previous call.
No.
But
no.
The surgery is something that Kristen and I are going to try to make better than what I'm getting at ground level.
Okay.
Okay. Now, is this corrective surgery or like, does he have to have something removed?
It's going to be corrective.
Okay, corrective. Does it involve anything in the orthopedic?
No.
The stomach. That's what I'm getting, the orthopedic or stomach.
Well, you see.
It is stomach.
It's stomach. Okay.
So is there something in his intestines that has to be, he's having problems with his stomach or his intestines?
Yeah, it's his intestines.
So I think, let me just go backwards for a minute. The orthopedic, I think I was connecting with the athleticism because you said athletics and that was, but I was also getting stomach. So I was getting confused.
Yeah.
So I think the orthopedic has to do with the past husband as far as the athletic.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Did he have any orthopedic problems your previous husband?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's connecting back, but it is involving the stomach.
See,
so
we're in the right space.
Yeah.
And so we're getting all these validations, but don't worry because the purpose of the reading is to make things better.
Good.
So it's a good thing you called because if we're successful, we're going to make things better because it appears as though the surgery could get a little bit problematic otherwise. And it's not that we have to come in and rescue the day. It's just that sometimes energy work, prayer, energy work has its influences. So now who around you either got a new car or needs a new car or has car repair?
Nothing familiar, but my daughter is about to be 16, so she's going to need a car.
So there's a car issue. Now we're back to the daughter who's having the eye exam, and she's going to, and the issue is that she's going to need, a car, something with a car. So there is an issue with car, and she's going to be 16. Now, is she athletic?
Very.
Okay.
Yes.
And who is either Linda, anywhere in your life, look, all the cast of characters, Linda or Denise?
I have a family friend, Linda.
Give us a 1-minute description of Linda.
She was a family friend growing up, and she was married, had one single boy, and she passed away recently.
Oh.
Okay, so she's coming into the reading.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's just not that you got a name. Oh, she crossed over.
Yeah.
Now, then the next step would be, how do we interpret the vibration of how the way I got the name came through from a vibrational energy of someone shouting it to me.
Wow.
So she's in there. Now, did she know, so she passed away, and do you know her birth date?
I don't know.
Well, who around you, if you know of anyone born in September, anyone?
I can't think of anyone offhand.
Well, you might later.
Yeah, I will.
What did Linda die cross over from?
I believe it was cancer.
That's what I thought.
And do you know how old she was?
My guess would be in her 70s.
Okay. All right. Carrie, a personal question. Did you ever have any problems in childbirth, any complications?
I personally did. I had a problem getting pregnant for a while and was pregnant with a baby that had anencephaly, which means the skull didn't develop correctly.
Yeah.
You see how all these comes in with validations?
Yeah.
So you're thinking about yourself, oh my God, these validations aren't the greatest validations. They're validations, but they're not on the best topic. But guess what?
It's clearing negative energy.
Yeah. We're making it so the energy of making a validation, we're going to convert that into a positive surgery, since that's your question.
Okay, another, very good.
Another question right before. Anybody named Jacob? Jake or Jacob?
I have a nephew named Jake.
And a 30-second description, and then Kristen has something to say.
He is just moved from Las Vegas to Florida with my brother and his wife. He's probably 21, young kid, and just starting to get his life together.
Getting his life together. What do you mean? Does he have problems?
No, just as far as, like, he's not, he never finished college or did anything, so he's really trying to find a career.
There's misdirection, but not
very.
Mm-hmm. Misdirection, immaturity. Okay. The intestinal surgery, what's the problem? I mean, is this an outpatient procedure? Is he going to be in the hospital?
He's going to be in the hospital for a while. January 1st of last year, his intestine ruptured. And so ruptured. And he didn't go to the hospital right away, and he got septic. And so when he went to the hospital, they had to give him a colostomy bag. And that surgery, they accidentally cut his ureter, which is the line that goes from your kidney to your bladder.
Yeah.
And so all of that time that they thought he was fine, all of his urine was going into his body and making him sick. So this surgery is to repair the ureter and temporarily replace the colostomy until it can heal, and then they will reverse it fully in a couple of months.
So he will be, I mean, the hope is that he's going to be off colostomy.
The hope is,
mm-hmm. But it's not guaranteed. I mean, there's a chance that it may not work, and that's what you're hoping, that's why you're calling the show, obviously, is that it can be, everything can be corrected. Are you guys taking any, I mean, that's a pretty big mistake as far as the urine going into his body. Are you suing the hospital?
We've looked into it, but we can't find an attorney to take the case.
Wow. Unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really hard to, it's difficult suing doctors. They get away with murder.
They really are. Literally.
Okay, here's what's happening, Carrie. This event has its own dialogue in terms of our current state of time. If we go back to a past life, this was caused by an issue in a war zone where he was shot in the stomach.
Oh, wow.
So where's the surrounding guns or military in this lifetime?
He's a big gun person.
See? Now, does he hunt or just target practice?
Just target practice.
Well,
so that's really for safety more so.
Yeah, that's a sportsman's
trade. That's sport. So the athletics comes in here.
Sportsman.
Yeah.
So you see him in this lifetime, him having guns, a big gun person, he does target shooting. He's doing that because in the past life, he was a real strong military person, and he was shot in the stomach and died. But as a soldier then, he wasn't that ethical.
Okay.
Back then. So the karma came around and bit him like a snake.
Yeah.
And the doctors who made this, quote, mistake, to their explanation is that they were involved in that past life too.
Oh, wow.
And they're kind of coming back to give him his due punishment. Now, that past life explanation, it won't justify today. Today they made a mistake. But if you want to go to the deep, dark, dusty book of past life, that's what happened.
What's interesting, too, is he's born on the 12th, which is, I mean, it holds a two. Essentially, his intestines are second chakra. The third chakra involves the urinary tract. So it's all wrapped up into his day.
Between second and third.
Yeah, it's between the second and third chakra.
And he's one on the 1-2, so it's a three in there. So 1-2 and three is all involved.
Right.
What we've got to do
I guess
is,
intestines one rather than two.
Yeah.
Yeah, intestines first chakra.
What we've got to do is we're going to apply the best. Chris and I are going to apply the best we can to make this better. Because right now it's not going well. So we're,
yeah.
Don't worry. My thought is it's going to go well, so we're going to put out positive
and
energy.
Is this the same, I mean, going to a different facility, different doctor, or are you still with the same?
It is a different doctor. It's the same facility. When he had the emergency on January 1st, he was rushed to the hospital, and it was the doctor that was on call. And that doctor happened to be in his 80s and shouldn't be practicing anymore and isn't a specialist in that regard. But the new doctors, there's two different doctors coming in, and they're both specialists.
So he's
and they're
in
both
better
younger,
he's in
better hands.
Yeah, but you see what's happening, that the doctor that was 80 was the one that was involved in the past life retribution. Maybe he was the father of somebody the other guy, your fiancé killed back then, let's say.
Okay.
So that's the way this works. We can't do anything about it. What we can do is say, I think it's going to go okay. I think it's going to go okay.
Good.
Now, listen to this name and try your best to identify it. Carl. Who's Carl?
Carl is a friend of Linda's, and he also is passed.
So there's people coming through the other side.
So Carl and Linda are going to... from the other side are going to help this. I don't know why. They want to help, so let's let them help. They're going to be behind the scenes trying to help guide the energy through.
Well, real quick, because we've got to move on to the next caller, what do butterflies mean to you on a personal level? Do you have any jewelry with a butterfly, or do you like butterflies? Any butterfly imagery in your home?
I think that butterflies signify like spirit, so... If I see any, it just makes me happy.
Okay. Well, that's a good validation. So you have a connection to butterflies that's positive.
So Carrie, you've got Kristen, Neil, Linda, Carl, and the Holy Ghost, whatever else, you know, Abbott and Costello, whoever. Lauren Hardy, the Three Stooges, and
everybody,
Betty White, and Miss Butterfly, Madame Butterfly. We've got them all here helping you, and we're going to say that the doctors are going to come out of it wiping their hands and saying, "Well, we
fixed the problem.
We fixed it, and I think he's just going to need to recuperate."
Very good. One last thing. When you spoke to my mom last time, you told her that David and I would be married and for about 12 years. What do you see happening at the end of that 12 years?
Wait, this is your current person?
At the end of the 12 years, at the end of the 12 years, you're going to have triplets.
No, I don't think so.
I'm never having kids again.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that, again, we're back to the 12 and his birthday. Probably we didn't have his birthday then. I don't know. Maybe we did.
Don't worry about the end of the 12 years. You concentrate on that, you know, the 12 is in his day.
Right.
So let's just concentrate that the end of the 12 years will be another 12 years. I don't know what's going to happen at the end. If I said you two were going to be married, that means he survives. And 12 years, I don't know. I mean, there's a 12 in his day. There's a 12 in your 266.
And hurry the sixes together. I mean, they're months together, her 2 sixes.
Listen, don't worry about the 12 years right now.
Yeah.
What's on today? You know, here's what you need to do is you called on the show on Friday and let us know how it went.
When's
today?
The surgery?
Okay. It's on Thursday.
I didn't think it was
so tomorrow. You call us on Friday, Carrie,
us
know.
It's probably going to be hard to know exactly what's going to, there's going to be a timeline as far as healing and whether the colostomy can be removed permanently, right? You're not going to find out Friday or right after the surgery, right?
No, the doctors are saying that it's definitely a possibility, and they don't think it will be permanent, but time will tell.
But you can let us know how the surgery
will go well. They think it's
going to they,
yeah, they can let us know. Yep.
It's going to be time to find out whether he's going to have the colostomy removed or not. But you can still call us if you'd like on Friday and let us know how the surgery went on a general level, because there's going to be some information, obviously, after the surgery that you can share with us. Okay.
That would be awesome. Thank you guys for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. And we have, hi, spacing out here. Good morning. 415, are you there? She's not there anymore. What's going on? Okay, I'm going to disconnect. Maybe she can't hear. Kate, you can call us back if you, maybe she had another call come in. Anyway, what were we talking about? Predictions.
Yeah. You know, when you look at the year, it's not so much, I think this, you know, look at the year. Oh, you know, this is when you have to think about things. This is when you make new beats. That's bullshit. That doesn't say anything. That's for any year, any given day of the year. So what could happen this year in 2022? Well, I mean, you have economists who making predictions, you have political predictions, you've got all kinds of predictions, stock market. I don't think personally 2022, the UFO isn't going to land on the White House. The Antichrist isn't going to come in and make an announcement that Armageddon's starting. In spite of the fact that Russia and China are being aggressive and whatnot, you know, we're always going to have some world
problems.
That's
been going on for so long.
But do I think 2022 is going to be, hey, everybody, let's put on your gas masks. It's a nuclear fallout. We're going to die. No, I don't believe that's going to happen. Do I think it's going to be a, you know, we're approaching a very politically controversial time right now, where democracy is being threatened. God forbid it should be destroyed, but you know, Trump and his team of players are contributing to eroding.
I know there's been talk about him being the House of Representatives, the leader of the House of Representatives,
the Speaker
of the House.
I think he's problematic in spite of what people may say about him, or what he proposes to be the true level of democracy, i.e. totalitarianism. But the idea that we're in a politically fragile history point of democracy is going to be a factor as we move through 2022. But that's just obvious. No, you don't need a psychic to say that. That's all colonists and, you know, anyone who's observing the times will say that. It's fragile. And Europe and the rest of the world is looking at us like saying, what is going on with the United States? And we know that democracies have crumbled in the past and became totalitarian states. So we have major concern there, and it is a major concern. And it's something that I think about in my waking and sleeping hours. So that is there. But as far as 2022 is concerned, otherwise, is this year going to be the year of major, I don't, you know, a flood here, a fire there, you know, somebody coming out and saying they're gay or lesbian, somebody having a baby with two heads. I mean, anything can happen this year. You know, this isn't Gene Dixon saying, you know, well, you know, an actress is going to, you know, have a big pimple on her nose and you'll see it burst on camera. That's not what this is about. But the idea that we are in a year of climate concern. What we do this year is very important. So I think people making contributions to the welfare of the planet. Make people, you know, we, I think that's very important in terms of 2022. You know, things have increased in terms of violence. Road rage is now becoming a common thing. Robberies, they've always been in that sense, but there's a breakdown, there's an erosion. And it's all justified under the precept that well, we live in a corrupt state and everything's rigged and we don't know the truth anymore. And we can spin anything into something and make it work. And we've got to bear arms and defend our ideals. Defend, you know, there two people on opposite sides of the coin are defending the Constitution, supposedly. So we've got those problems going on, and I think 2022 is going to be a year that is more, it's more the year it's going to be concerned more about the people than what the year is going to do. The year is going to do nothing. It's us as individuals making decisions that are, in the best terms, humanitarian. That's what's going to determine what's going to come out of 2022. And right now, as a population, at large in the United States, we're not, we have very little to be proud of. We're fighting, there's controversy, there's all kinds of stuff going on. And there are two sides to the issue. There are heroes and there's really good individuals out there and groups. But it is going to be a year where the divisions are going to become more apparent. And there's going to be violence surrounding those divisions as things heat up in terms of the political atmosphere in our country. That's what I think is going to happen in 2022. So it's got to be a prayers will work to some degree, but action will work to a larger degree. And it takes all of us to put forth their best foot in the idea of not the dualistic thinking that everyone, that each side is right, but more in the attitude of how we are as a unit going to make our planet healthy as a unit, you know, agreeably being fair to one another and not undermining one another. I think that's what's most crucial about this year coming up, but you can give your opinion.
Well, I think that's important. I mean, you know, it's difficult, though, because people are so polarized, you know, in their own. I mean, there's, oh, she's back.
Well, she's healthy back. Debate is fine. It's just when it gets vulgar and violent.
We have like 2 minutes, but our caller has come back. Hi, we've got only a couple minutes.
Sorry.
Hi, we tried to bring you on. You weren't there.
I'm sorry. Of course, I got a call at the exact time. So I need to move unexpectedly. My housemate said she doesn't want a roommate at all, and so I need to be looking for a place. Yeah, it's kind of, that was Happy New Year's for me on January 1st.
92267. And so you've completely relocated back to your home state, but this is not the area that you're from, right? Exactly.
Right.
Geographically.
I don't really know anybody. I've met a few people, but yeah. So I'm deciding, it's a lot of things. I could just find a sublet. I don't want to sign a year lease because I'm really not sure yet if I want to stay here. So I could just find a short-term place. And it's winter. It's really winter with a ton of snow. So I can't really get my things out of storage. I can't get across the mountains to move. If I wanted to go to Seattle or get my things out of storage, you actually can't now. The passes are closed.
Wow. So this is not a good timing for you.
No.
Is this like out of left field or has there been tension? Unfortunately,
there's
the
been tension. I didn't think it would come to this. I mean, I thought I would move in the spring. I was planning to move more when April or May, but I didn't expect February. So yeah, it's for that timing is out of left field for me.
Oh boy. No. Yeah. And I remember when you made the move that we were, I mean, there, we discussed the adaptation that your roommate was going to have, cause she wasn't living with someone at the time. Right.
Yeah. She, I don't think she ever has. I mean, or it's right. been like 10 or 20, it's been 10 years or so.
So yeah, that was a subject that we discussed, that she might have problems adapting to having a person
yes.
in a home who hadn't had one.
Yes.
And indeed that has come to fruition, unfortunately.
Yes.
You know, I don't think we're going to be able to solve this in the time. Can you call back Friday?
Sure thing.
Why don't we talk on Friday? I mean, obviously, you know, it's a difficult situation. Anything you want to
well,
say before we close?
Has she given her adamant word that she's leaving?
She's not leaving. Yeah.
Oh, she's kicking her out.
Right. She needs a new place completely. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Kate's kicking her out?
No, Kate's being kicked out.
Oh, Kate is being kicked out.
Correct. This is the home she moved into of a friend.
Oh, so she's kicking you out because of the complications between the two of you, and you have no choice but to leave.
Correct. So
yeah,
I believe it's for the best. You know, everything works out for the best, but it's just
well, not always. I mean, but I mean, for this situation.
No, it is better. I don't want to, I can't live in a stressful situation.
Yeah.
I want to live in a peaceful, peace and harmony and healthy situation. So it is.
No, it's, I mean, this particular situation is for the best.
Just question. I mean, do you know anybody named Marsha?
Marsha?
Marsha.
Not yet. No.
Well, you reach out and start to look for an immediate occupancy, because somebody may be willing to take you in for any given amount of time. But, you know, not that religion has to get into this, but are there any churches that you can go to where people can, there is an outlet network of people who are willing to take people in?
I just go on Craigslist.
I mean, she's got the you've got finances to get another place.
Oh, yeah, I have no problem. I have
no problem.
Financially, I can move in anywhere. It just would be an empty place. I can't.
Right, you don't have your things. That's the problem, because it's
right.
an indoor. You can't get to them because the path, it's
all
snowy.
Well, in the meantime, can you go to a motel or something?
That's going to be very costly.
Hotel?
You have a month. You have a month.
I have a month. I don't have to go tomorrow. I have a month.
So
okay.
you don't need...
Call us back Friday.
Yeah, call
us
back
Friday.
Friday.
Okay.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll look more into it then, because we're too pressed,
for time today. Call Friday.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. We are out of time and back on the air at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on Friday. And hopefully we'll be hearing from you then. Bye-bye.